heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's cooled off a little bit. Got somewhat of a decent night's sleep. And the gardens, well, they're not bad shape. The grass is kind of brown, but the gardens are really, really growing as long as you can keep the water to them, and that's the secret. So if you're up now and you've got a hose and a sprinkler, I would suggest that you turn them on and let's get everything nice and wet. It will benefit them tremendously with this heat, a little bit of moisture, and they will grow like crazy. A lot going on right now, and if we can help you with your garden, the phone number is 800-259-9231. We're all going to work together to try and solve some problems that you're having. But don't be scared to call. That's what we're here for. 800-259-9231. Tom will take your information, get you set up, and we'll work together to make it fun. At least fun for your plants to grow. A little hard for the gardener with all these 90s and 100 degree temperatures, high humidity. Makes it very, very rough. But boy, do certain plants love it. Green peppers. Eggplants, they love the heat. And with these hot days, your peppers have grown like crazy. Your eggplants have matured, and the fruit's becoming really, really good on them. But there are plants that are suffering. Tomatoes, for example. When your temperatures exceed 90-plus degrees, the blooms that open in the morning fall off the plant. So you may notice when you look near the top of your plant where the new flower clusters are that the blossoms have fallen. You've done nothing wrong. It's not your watering. It's temperature. And other plants will do the same thing. Sometimes your squashes will do it. Your cucumbers will do it. Pumpkins will do it. Strictly a reaction for the temperatures during the day. And when it's cloudless sky and lots of heat and dry moisture, that's when you have a problem. Now, the one thing that could create a problem for you, if you're growing tomatoes and you're not able to water as often as you could, because the ground is relatively dry, we haven't had any good rain in a long time. I mean, the whole country, we've had some showers, other than Chicago. They had 8 inches of rain yesterday. But for those of you that haven't had any rain on a regular basis, which is most of us, other than a scattered shower, if the temperature stays hot like this, and you're not able to water your garden, especially your tomatoes, on a regular basis, what could happen is if you get a downpour with a lot of moisture during a period where it's really, really hot, the top part of your tomato will crack. And that's because your plant is pulling very, very hard on a root system to get moisture out of the ground to help the plant to grow. Well, if you get a sudden burst of moisture when the plant is in stress, it pulls up too much water too fast. Pulling it into the plant is not a problem. But when it pulls it into the tomato is forced to expand quick. And as it expands quick, you get this cracking. So if you have fruit that's beginning to crack, it's because you're keeping the soil too dry. Now, weather like we're getting is absolutely perfect to kill poison ivy, poison oak, and other really problem type weeds, bittersweet, on your property. This is the perfect weather. Your plants are growing very, very quickly. And the way that these products work is they speed up the growing process. So they grow faster and faster and faster with the heat. Lack of moisture, dry ground, and you can kill poison ivy and poison oak, sumac, yeah, a lot of really problem-type weeds on your property. Bittersweet, much better when you get days in the high 80s and 90s. So today, if where you live there is no showers in the forecast, you may want to think about taking care of those weeds. The other thing is, as long as your temperatures are not too high above 90 and your lawn isn't brown, then this is a good day also to take care of broadleaf weeds, dandelions, chickweed, clover. A great day to get rid of crabgrass, bone-eyed, Bayer, and Ortho all have crabgrass killer. And this is a type of weather that crabgrass will really explode, and it will really begin to spread. And the way that it spreads, it pushes the new shoots that form down, pushing down the grass, laying it flat. Because the lawn is under stress, your regular turf blades easily bend over. And as the crabgrass branches push them down and begin to lay flat, they will send a root system from the branch down into the soil to collect additional moisture. Well, the stem of the crabgrass could be an inch above the ground. What will happen is this. The root will dangle in the air, keep moving down. When it gets in contact with the soil, it will dig into the soil. Once it starts to really get established in the ground, which will not take long, that 1 inch gap that it was growing on, the root will begin to shrink and will actually pull the stems closer and closer and closer to the ground. And as it does this, it will smother your good lawn. So if you have the time today, check the forecast, kill your crabgrass in your lawn. Warm temperatures works great. Now, if you have any insects in your garden, on shrubs, on trees, annuals, perennials, roses, vegetables, if your temperature is going to exceed 90 degrees and you want to spray, you have to do it in the morning, before 9 o'clock, before the temperatures really begin to rise. Ideal situation, you put the insecticide, the fungicide to control powdery mildew on the plant so that it has a chance to dry on the plant before the sun gets hot. If you apply an insecticide, a fungicide, on your flowers or vegetables or even a shrub or a tree, when the temperatures are in the mid or high 80s and the sun is out, the insecticide or the fungicide that's in that water will create a magnifying glass type reaction to the foliage. And when the sun hits that drop of water, it will burn the foliage. So if you get a day where it's 90 degrees and you decide to spray plants, the insecticide or the fungicide will work like a weed killer, and you could lose everything that you apply the product on. Be aware of it. Again, if we can help you, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for Kill and Prevent Weed List.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Well, good morning, and I hope you have the fan on, maybe some iced coffee for breakfast while you read the morning paper. And if you have some problems in your garden or you have concerns, give us a call. It's free, 800-259-9231. And if you'd like additional information, go to our website, www.paulparent.com. And parents like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the website, it will say newsletter. Just click on the newsletter, give us your email address, and submit it. And every Thursday, we're going to send you some information about plants and what you should be doing in the garden at this time of the year. A lot of great information, and it's all free. Just go, again, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your email address, and you will receive a newsletter every single Thursday for that time of the year. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little gardening, or are you still dazed with the heat?
A little dazed with the heat, but I'm ready to do some gardening anyway.
Wonderful. Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we have Karen from Mass with a question about her lemon trees.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Actually, my first question was actually about hen and chicks. And a friend of mine has wall-to-wall. They're beautiful. It's all different types. And when they shoot up the flower, can I replant any of those? And my second question was about a lemon tree I have. It's 34, 35 years old, and I have never had a white bud on it. So I went to Mahoney's yesterday, and I asked two different people, and they didn't know. And my reply was, I'm asking Paul in the morning. And he looked at me, and my friend said, Paul Parent. I'm getting a shirt that says, Paul says.
Now, on your lemon tree, tell me a little bit of background about it. How did you get it started?
Okay, it was started from a lemon from either a farm stand or a store. And I actually have a honey tangerine, an orange, and I have so many citrus trees I can't tell them apart anymore. And nothing has ever bloomed except this year I have I don't even know what type it is. It had all these little white blooms, and it smelled like a cross between a gardenia and jasmine. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I stuck it in between the really old lemon tree and another citrus I have, hoping, you know, I shook it, and I'm hoping there was pollination, but I don't even know where to put the pollen. Oh, and I swiped a couple of flower buds yesterday at the nursery. But I don't even know where to put the pollen because there's nothing on this lemon tree to apply it to, or maybe you can tell me how to apply it.
Okay. Are you pruning that tree at all?
Oh, yeah. It's been cut down. It's been cut in half over the years from, like, okay. 12 feet down to more than half over the years.
Okay. Your citrus, like a lot of plants, will make the blooms on the new growth made in the springtime. So if your plant makes some new growth in the spring, there's a very good chance that it's going to mature. But if you're cutting the plant back every year to control the size, that could be part of the problem. So try and minimize the amount of pruning on your plant. So rather than prune the whole plant, maybe cut back the major leaders to try and encourage some growth on the side branches. Now, citrus is in a family that really loves an acid-type soil. So the fertilizer that you would use for citrus would not be Miracle-Gro, it would be Miracid. Miracle-Gro is in a green and yellow box. Miracid is in a silver blue. And it will say for acid-loving plants. It will say rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, blueberries. But citrus prefers an acid-based fertilizer. So you can feed it with that. And you would do that every couple of weeks. The other thing that you could do that would really help it, and it will help to green up the coloration of the foliage, is some Holytone. Again, it's an acid-loving plant. So a little bit of Holytone, spring and fall, that will help. And if you want citrus, get an artist paintbrush. Push the flower, the fibers of your paintbrush into the bloom to collect the pollen and go to the next flower and do the same thing so you become the bumblebee. And it will work wonderful. Hens and chickens, when it makes the tall stem with the bloom, that hen has...
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is RisingPricesEmptyShelves.com. That's RisingPricesEmptyShelves.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Karen about her citrus. And Karen, what you need to do is just to get a little artist-type paintbrush at the dime store and tickle the flower with the paintbrush. And then go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Because it's in-house, there's no bees to do the pollination. And by you collecting the pollen off the tip of the paintbrush and going from bloom to bloom, you basically will be doing the same thing as a honeybee will. And it really does work good. If your family members are around, buzz. They'll think you're crazy, and you'll get a real chuckle out of it. Now, on your hens and chickens. Hens and chickens is a great perennial, great ground cover, loves the heat, great for low borders and rock gardens. But when a big rosette makes a bloom, a stem, then we'll get to be about a foot tall, and then we'll make a flower on it, that rosette dies. It's making some seed, it's making some flowers, and as it passes, it will make room for the new babies to develop on the plant. So if your friend is going to give you some hens and chickens, great, collect the whole thing, but just be aware that the one in bloom is going to die. It's just the cycle of the plant. And if you're going to move them, make sure that you keep them wet. It's hot, it's dry out, and you need to keep them very wet so that they can get accustomed to their new home. If you have the choice, wait till things cool off a little bit for the best results. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barry from Maine with a question about his morning glories.
Barry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself, Barry?
I'm doing well. All my roses are wonderful.
Great.
I have a question about a morning glory and a hydrangea. The morning glories were, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 feet up, and then last week started to turn colors, you know, rusty brown and spotty, and I took them off. And as of this morning, it happens every single day. And I wanted to know what I could use to stop that. And the hydrangea is a 5-year-old hydrangea. It's a lace cap that was moved last July. And it was either move it or it would be gone. So we moved it, did the plantone. And it was beautiful. And this year, the leaves are beautiful, and there are 4 buds along the bottom, and that's it.
Okay. Well, part of the problem, Barry, is moving it in July put a tremendous amount of stress on your hydrangea. So your plant, instead of trying to make blooms, concentrated on producing a root system to get established in this new location. As you said, it was either move it or lose it. And July is not the time to dig a big plant like a hydrangea with a massive amount of foliage, because it's just real, real hot. And if you can't give it enough water, you could lose it. So consider yourself lucky that the plant even survived. And to get 3 or 4 little blooms, you did very, very well. So for this year, you did as much as possible. You want to fertilize it, if you haven't already done it, with the with Holytone. To make the hydrangea blue, you want to make the soil acid, and living in Maine, your soil is acid anyways. So use Holytone, and that will keep the color nice and blue for you. And if you can feed it spring and fall, it makes a big, big difference on that plant. And that you'll see a big, big difference. On your morning glories, the humidity is creating a fungus. And it's happening on everything. Tall phlox are getting powdery mildew. Your lilacs are getting some powdery mildew on the foliage. Jexberry, azaleas. So you need to get a fungicide on that plant. Serenade is an excellent product. Organocide. Organocide will take care of insects at the same time. And try and avoid getting the foliage wet. So a good fungicide, Actinovate, will take care of that. And Actinovate is great if you're getting yellowing foliage on your tomatoes. So if the lower leaves are beginning to turn yellow, get some Actinovate on it right now while it's cool out. And it will prevent it from getting worse. But keep the foliage wet. Get a fungicide on it. Fertilize it. Morning glories love to be fed. And if you want to see some blooms, get the food on it right now. Miracle-Gro, I mean, give it a couple of gallons. Really, really soak the base of the plant, and you'll be in wonderful shape. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Sandy from Maine with a question about her rose bushes.
Good morning, Sandy. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Sorry, something happened there. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Oh, okay, great. I have one rose bush. I've lived in the shade for years. I took out a bunch of trees, and now everything is blooming, and I can attest to fertilizing the hydrangeas, because they've never bloomed, and this year I have gorgeous blooms from using the plantone and the muriatic acid. But the rose bush has a larvae, worm on the underside of the leaf that is creating what I would call like a stained glass effect. Beautiful on the little leaves, but, you know, not healthy for the plant. I actually picked them all off yesterday, and I don't see any because it's a small plant and I can do that. But what is that larvae, what insect is that a larvae of, and what can I do in the future?
Okay. The best and the safest way is to use a product called Spinosad.
Okay, I've got that.
Okay. Spinosad will take care of all caterpillar type insects. And it's a naturally occurring bacteria found in the Caribbean. And it will take care of, like, tomato hornworms and cabbage looper and any worm-type insect. So it's a very, very good and very safe product. And what's happened is a butterfly or a moth has laid some eggs on your roses, and the eggs hatch, and it created this nymph stage, which is a caterpillar-type insect that, again, feeds on the underside of the leaf because it knows if it goes on top of the leaf, predators will more than likely find it. Also, it's cooler underneath the leaf, so the insect is less likely to have a problem with drying out and losing all of its body fluids from being on top of the leaf. So it feeds on the underside. And once it matures, it will go into like a little cocoon or mummy stage to be ready for the moth stage next year. So it's a cycle, and it's something that, again, is easily controlled with Spinosad. Again, it's a natural product. It's very, very safe, and you can use it on, like, if you have herbs, for example, basil right now, parsley. There are caterpillars on them, really black and yellow, multicolored, I mean, beautiful-looking caterpillars, but they'll destroy the foliage that you use in your cooking. You can take the Spinosad and apply it directly to the vegetable garden and eat the following day. Now, there's not too many products that allow that. So, you know, read the label, and you'll be in good shape, but what I would suggest that you do, if you've got some Spinosad, I would apply it to the leaf of your rose bushes, and I would give them a good shot of a liquid food right now to try and encourage some new growth to replace the damaged foliage on your rose bush. Miracle Grow, something like that. And that rose will come right back, and it will encourage some new growth. Now, I want you to do something, and those of you listening, if you have roses, I want you to go out today and look at your rose bush. If you have a branch that does not have a bloom on it, and it looks like it probably never bloomed this year, I want you to cut it back. Cut that branch back by 2 leaves. Now, sometimes during the winter you get damage to the branches, and the new growth comes out, and it goes blind. If you can cut it back just above the third set of a leaf that contains 5 individual leaflets, not 3, but 5. So just above the second or the third set of 5, and feed that rosebush, it will be in bloom within the next 3 weeks. So cut back your roses. Don't be scared. I'm doing this for your own good. Feed them, and they'll come right back in bloom. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Jerry from Cape Cod with a question about her balloon plants.
Jerry from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about my balloon flower. I've had it for about 3 years, and it's too tall. It's like 4 feet tall, and I'm wondering if I can keep it shorter, cut it down.
Is it in the shade?
No, it's in the sun.
It's in the sun?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Boy, it shouldn't grow that big. I've seen them, you know, 2.5, maybe 3 feet, but never 4 feet. What are you using for a fertilizer on it?
I don't know, the organic Polytone and Plant Tone and just
okay. And you're
really
doing that spring and fall?
Probably just once a year in the spring.
Once a year?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it really shouldn't grow as much as that. The only thing that I would suggest is it blooms on individual branches.
Right.
And what you could do to control the size of the plant is early in the season, when the plant is making that new growth, once it gets up to be about 6 inches tall, pinch the very tip of the plant. That will cause the plant to produce side shoots, and that will slow down the overall growth of your plant. And instead of all the energy going to a single stem, the energy will be divided between two or three or four side branches that develop on the plant, and that should keep the plant down. Like mums.
Right.
Tall growing sedum, Montauk daisy, fall blooming asters. Usually by early July, if you cut the plants back by a third, they'll stay a lot shorter. They'll double or triple the amount of branches, and that way you can control the size and increase the amount of blooms. So when the plant gets to be 6-8 inches tall in the spring, pinch it at that point and see what that does. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bug from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Well, that rescue Japanese beetle trap is incredible. I have one on my property, and it also catches the oriental, which I never realized I had such a problem with. They love elm trees, they love purple leaf plums, and they love all kinds of blooms, but I set up a trap on my property. And I'm totally amazed, and I think I'm more amazed at the number of the oriental beetles that I'm catching at the same time. They both make grubs that will attract raccoons and skunks in your lawn. So if you've had animals digging your grass and you've got the Japanese, you also have the oriental. So look for this rescue. It's the only trap that catches both. And it really works incredible. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Maureen from New Hampshire with a question about her zucchini.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Marie.
Hi, Paul. It's Maureen.
Maureen, good morning.
Good morning. Quick question for you regarding my zucchini. As you had mentioned earlier in the program, my buds are falling off, my zucchinis are rotting at the end. I've had it happen probably about 12 to 14 times. Of the two zucchinis that I do have, they're very tough in the skin. They're growing very, very slowly. I've been watering as consistently as possible and just don't know what to do to prevent that in order to increase my yield.
Okay, you said that some of the zucchinis are rotting on the end, right?
Yes, yes. A third of the way down, they'll get yellow soft and I'll have to pick them off and toss them.
Okay, what's happening to your plant is you're getting what's called blossom end rot. And blossom end rot is caused by your soil not being acid enough. Okay, and what you need is calcium. Now, to put down limestone right now is just not going to happen. It takes too long to break down. Go to your local garden center and ask them for something called Tomato Maker. Tomato Maker will release what will prevent the blossom and rot within 5 to 7 days. And if you have tomatoes and you look at the bottom and it's all black, it's the same thing. It's caused because the soils are getting too acidic and you need to add lime. So get a bag of Tomato Maker. It's totally organic. The name of the company is Organic Lab. They're out of Florida and they developed it for the tomato industry in Florida, and it's an incredible product, especially if you're growing tomatoes in containers. With all this heat, your tomatoes in pots are under stress, and you'll get it, but it does hit squash. You're going to need, I think it's like 3 or 4 tablespoons, something like that. You mix it with water, or you can sprinkle it around the plant, work it into the soil, and then give it a real good soaking. But it's a problem with the acidity in the soil, and this Tomato Maker will solve the problem. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. Now, if look at your flowers, because a squash will produce 3 to 5 male flowers for every female. The female flower is the one that actually has the squash underneath the bloom. The male has a short stem, about 3 inches, with just a bloom on it. And normally early on in the production, it will produce more male flowers than female. Again, male flower, short stem, and a bloom on it. The female actually has a baby squash with the bloom on the end of it. Okay? So when you look at your plants, you may have a lot of blooms that are falling, but those are the male. As the plant matures, you'll get more and more female. But it's a device on the plant to attract the bees for the pollination. They're attracted to yellow. So the more blooms, the more bees will come to your garden. And once they get accustomed to come into your garden, they'll come every day. So it's an invitation. So don't panic, but get some Tomato Maker. And if any of you listening have tomatoes in containers, even earth boxes, get some Tomato Maker on it right now. It's also a fertilizer.